Andy Zodin with KickServeRadio.com. I'm joined by the great Steve Flink. He's the author of The Greatest Tennis Matches of All Time, one of my very favorite guests, and in this particular case, the very first guest on the brand new KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zodin. Welcome, Steve. It's always great to connect.
Great to be with you, Andy. I always enjoy these sessions.
And Steve, let's take a look at 2015, because we really had some very memorable matches, some very memorable stories. Obviously, we had Serena Williams going for the calendar Grand Slam. But when the smoke cleared at the end of the year, it was really Novak Djokovic that had a history-making season.
Yeah, who would have believed, Andy, that he could outdo Serena? Here was Serena three sets away after winning the first set of her semifinal against Vinci at the U.S. Open from winning the Grand Slam. But it was Novak who came through to win his third major of the year at the Open and has not lost since, as we speak, heading into the Barclays ATP World Tour Finals. 22 matches in a row, 10 titles on the year. Phenomenal season, which has been even superior, Andy, to his great 2011 campaign when he also won three majors.
Steve, let me ask you a question. This week on Tennis Channel, they've been showing a lot of Tennis Channel classics, particularly from Down Under in Australia from a few years back. I got caught watching Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal from 2009. Do you see a distinct difference in watching Nadal's level from 2009 when he won that Australian Open to now? What are some of the distinct differences that you see? Clearly, he was playing a fearless brand of tennis back in those days.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. In some ways, I think it's a little misleading. It's partially that he always had this great confidence against Roger, and he always tended to look at his best against Federer. I think, for instance, if we looked at a tape of his 2014 semifinal win, just, you know, a little under 2 years ago, when he beat Federer in the semis of the Australian, he'd look at least as good, if not better. But you're right. I mean, he just looked very uninhibited going for his inside-out forehand. His backhand looked a little cleaner and more precise and more willing to go for it. And the serve, slightly different stance on the serve. I would say you're right, but I think somehow it's a bit misleading because it's Federer and because he seemed to always rise to the occasion, or almost always rise to the occasion, against Roger in big matches.
Let me ask you this question, Steve, as we do head into O2 Arena, which is obviously, you know, in London, in Europe. We're in the midst, as we speak, of some incredibly disturbing events that have transpired in Paris, as you and I talk, just last night, just yesterday. And it's really hard to get your arms around the fears and the grieving that's going on over in Europe right now. Do you think that the tennis world is going to have to take some precautions as its premier and marquee players are about to go into an arena, into a situation not drastically different from what we saw, you know, people involved with in Paris? And are there fears and concerns that the ATP and WTA are going to have to address?
I think that's an excellent question, Andy. And I think, just think about it, the men were just in Paris the previous week playing. And of course, Djokovic won the event and everything was fine. And then they leave. And I'm sure that must have sent a lot of apprehension through the corridors of the tennis world, thinking that, well, suppose this had been 1 week later, you know, could that event have been hit? And think right. How tragic that would have been. So I think maybe it will have to get even more stringent, even more precautions taken. And I'll be interested to see. I'm heading over to the Australian Open in January, and I'll be going back to the French. And will it get tighter and tighter? Will they need to do more and more? I suspect they will.
Do you have fears of your own in just taking on the normal travel load that you normally take to go to Australia, to go to the French, to go to Wimbledon? I mean, how can you not have fears in the back of your mind with what's going on in this world today?
Absolutely. I do. I don't envy those that travel even more than I do. And I'm just going essentially to the majors and selected places. But these players, Andy, I mean, they're on the road 30 weeks a year, more than that, constantly getting on and off planes and constantly going into cities and moving into dangerous territory. It is. It's a frightening world, and I think we're all a little taken aback and stunned and a bit depressed about what did occur in Paris last night, and not just at one location, in a bunch of different places, at a concert primarily.
at a concert, at a soccer game, there doesn't seem to be any limits to what's, you know, potentially out there. Getting back to the tennis, though, Steve, as we move into 2016, do you think that Djokovic and Williams, Serena that being, will continue to have a stranglehold on the men's and women's game, or do you think we're going to see a little bit more of a sharing of the wealth in these majors this season?
I guess it's a combination of both. I'd be very surprised, for instance, Andy, if both Novak and Serena didn't remain clearly number one in the world at the end of 16 as they are right now. But will they each win three majors again next year? That's going to be a tall order. That's going to be hard for both of them to replicate. I suspect that the richest prizes will be shared. There'll be a little bit more sharing going on. Maybe Djokovic has to settle for two. I don't know. I think he's going to clearly be the preeminent player, and I'd be surprised if Serena didn't get at least two also, but maybe now we see a couple of others jump into the winner's circle. It's hard to maintain that level of dominance displayed by both Williams and Djokovic in 2015.
My inaugural guest on the debut of KickServeRadio.com, Tennis On Air with Andy Zoden, the great Steve Flink. Steve, I so have enjoyed the times that we've had in working together, and now that we've got this podcast in motion and on air and on the internet, I'm excited to work with you, you know, further down the road. Thanks so much. Good luck with all of your travels. Stay safe, and I look forward to connecting again, maybe after O2 Arena.
I look forward to it, Andy. It's always a pleasure to exchange views with you on this great game of tennis.
He's the author of The Greatest Tennis Matches of All Time. He is Steve Flink. You're listening to KickServeRadio.com, Tennis On Air with Andy Zoden. I am Andy Zoden. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back real soon.